This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the government is closely monitoring the emerging developments in West Asia and relevant ministries are coordinating to ensure effective response. Making a statement in Rajya Sabha regarding the situation in West Asia, Dr. Jaishankar said that given the severity of the situation, the government is working to ensure that both the security and the safety of the citizens are protected. He said the government believes that dialogue and diplomacy continue to pursue to de-escalate in the region.
India is in favor of peace and urges a return to dialogue and diplomacy. We advocate de-escalation, restraint, and ensuring the safety of civilians. Two, the well-being and security of the Indian community in the region is our priority. We will continue to work with the governments of the region towards that end. And three, our national interest, including energy security and trade flows, will always be paramount. I'm confident, sir, that the government has the full support of this august house on this matter.
The External Affairs Minister said MEA has set up a dedicated special control room to monitor the situation and respond to queries. He said, as of yesterday, almost 67,000 Indian nationals have returned to the country. The External Affairs Minister also made the statement in the lower house on the situation in West Asia. The External Affairs Minister today spoke with his Italian counterpart Antonio Tajani over phone. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he discussed the situation in West Asia with the Italian foreign minister. Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day following protests by opposition members demanding a discussion on the West Asia situation. When the house reassembled at 3 p.m., presiding officer Jagdambika Pal asked Congress MP Mohammad Javed to move the resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla. However, opposition members trooped into the well, raising slogans, forcing adjournment of the house till 11 a.m. tomorrow. The Election Commission of India has made it clear that the objective of the Special Intensive Revision SIR is to ensure that no eligible voter be left out while no ineligible person is included in the voter list. The Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi, conducted a comprehensive review of poll preparedness for the upcoming assembly election in West Bengal in Kolkata today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated Chairman of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ravi Lamichhane, and Senior Leader of the RSP, Balendra Shah, on their electoral victories and RSP's resounding success in the Nepal elections. In his telephone conversations with them, Mr. Modi conveyed his best wishes for their forthcoming new government and India's commitment to work with them for mutual prosperity, progress, and well-being of the two countries. The Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, has seized a large quantity of psychotropic substance in Assam during a joint operation with the Central Reserve Police Force. During the operation, NCB recovered more than 524 kilograms of cannabis, estimated to be worth around 2.6 crore rupees in the illicit market. Two people were arrested in connection with the seizure. Just hours after Mujtaba Khamenei was named Iran's new supreme leader, Iran launched fresh missile and drone strikes targeting Israel and parts of the Gulf region, escalating tensions across West Asia. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps said the strikes were part of a coordinated operation against Israeli targets and allied facilities in the region. Delhi Airport has issued a travel advisory amid the ongoing situation in West Asia. In its advisory, the airport said the westbound international flights may face delays or changes in schedule. The Delhi Airport has advised passengers to check the latest updates with their respective airlines before heading to the airport. In FIH Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers, India were held to a 2-2 draw by Scotland in their second Pool B match in Hyderabad this evening. Indian team was in a strong position, leading 2-1 at halftime, but Scotland staged a late comeback to level the score in the third quarter and snatch a point. And that is the end of this news bulletin.